WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
You never know when a drug or medication is developed for one condition that it might not be beneficial for another seemingly distantly related illness. My guest today is going to talk about his research looking into just that. Dr. Caleb Bailey is a postdoctoral scholar at the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging in the Linda J. Van Eldick Laboratory. Caleb, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I was really intrigued reading recently in UK Now about some work that you and colleagues are doing in the Van Eldick Laboratory of the Sanders Brown Center on Aging, looking at a medication that was primarily, I guess, developed for dementing disorders, but you've done some work on it perhaps being applicable to a completely different condition, which is alcohol withdrawal. Can you tell me a little bit about this medication and how you got started figuring that sort of cross-fertilization out, if you will?
Sure, Greg. Thanks again for having me on and showing interest in our work. So the drug we are using is called MW150, and it primarily impinges upon neuroinflammatory conditions across pathologies. So neuroinflammation is a process that occurs, like I said, across different types of pathology, and it's typically considered to be a bad thing if your brain is too inflamed for long periods. So it's been implicated in dementing diseases, as you're talking about there, like Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body dementia. But it's also involved primarily in any kind of pathology where you might have neuroinflammation. So we know also that alcohol withdrawal, alcohol exposure and withdrawal is one of those conditions in which you have increased neuroinflammation. So the first step, in trying to sort of repurpose this MW150 drug is by doing it, in a dish. So we took two different cell line models and, look to see what would happen if we exposed those cells to alcohol and then also treated them with the MW150 drug. And it's showing some at least early biological plausibility that this drug could be repurposed for this condition as well.
Are you looking at potentially doing clinical studies down the road?
That is very far down the road. The next logical step in this would be to take this drug and put it into a living organism. So in this case, we have some pilot studies already ongoing where we're giving mice little cocktails. So we'll have them drink for a period of time ranging from, a month out to 4 months, and then treating them with the drug to see if it can reduce some of the physiological harm of the alcohol exposure, but also to see if it can potentially reduce the overall alcohol consumption. So if those studies are successful, that would at least give us a rationale to move this towards a clinical trial.
It's always fascinated me, Caleb, since I was an undergrad and throughout my career about, and I'll use that term again, this cross-fertilization where perhaps a medication, a drug is discovered, is looked at for one application, and then maybe a year, maybe 50 years later, through serendipity or through just an amazing amount of hard work or a combination thereof, that drug is then found to be applicable to a different condition altogether. But perhaps what I'm hearing is that the common denominator is inflammation, and looking at how inflammation of the brain, the spinal cord, that the central nervous system might be playing a role in both of these disorders.
Yeah, that's certainly true. We like to think about pathologies as being, they have these like distinct pathological markers, but the reality is a lot's going on in the brain and also in the periphery that contribute to the development of pathologies. So this is one of those, the inflammation contributes to a lot of neurological problem.
How did your thoughts about MW150, how did that start as far as in the laboratory looking at it possibly being applied to other conditions?
Right. So we know from like a wealth of preclinical data the MW150 has been effective across different pathologies, as I was mentioning, including mixed dementia, Alzheimer's disease models, TBI, and most recently the alcohol. The common denominator here being, you know, all of those pathologies that I've just mentioned do have that neuroinflammatory component to them. And so we know that MW150 works on that neuroinflammatory, on those neuroinflammatory pathways. And so what we knew is MW150 reduces inflammation. And what we also knew is that alcohol increases inflammation. Therefore, the, so to speak, cross-fertilization you're talking about there just seemed to make sense.
Yeah, and as we've discovered over the last couple of generations, alcohol has been implicated in just a wide panoply of disorders, if not used in moderation, everything from neurodegenerative disease to certain types of cancers, all of which perhaps may have some degree of inflammation as that common denominator.
Yes, certainly. To your point, really, no amount of alcohol is considered good, right, from a biological, health standpoint. The idea here being is if MW150 is, if it does what we think it will do in the living organism drinking alcohol, we anticipate that its primary use would be kind of an adjunct therapy in reducing some of those some of the neuroinflammation during withdrawal, not necessarily as a means to reduce alcohol consumption, but kind of as an adjunct therapy, as I was saying, for people who are seeking treatment for alcohol use disorder.
Well, yeah, and certainly, just as a reminder to our listeners that folks withdrawing from alcohol who have alcohol use disorder, that is a potentially lethal condition that can and does cause a lot of deaths across the Commonwealth and across the world.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, Caleb, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about this current area of research that you're involved in?
Like I said, it's very important to kind of take these findings with a grain of salt because they are in their inaugural phases of repurposing MW150. One important feature about this drug, though, is that it has passed phase 1 clinical trials showing that it's well tolerated and safe in otherwise healthy individuals. So the development of this drug into clinical trials, if it shows efficacy in these preclinical models, could be rather rapid. And it's really exciting if this pans out the way we think it could.
My thanks today to Dr. Caleb Bailey, postdoctoral scholar at the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging Linda J. Van Eldick Laboratory, for talking with us about MW150, dementing disorders, and alcohol withdrawal. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.